civilians was one of the ways Human Rights Watch and Doctors Without Borders described how Bahraini forces, backed by Saudis, have chokeholded Bahrainis, similar to what Israelis are doing against Palestinians in the occupied territories.
Israel is not the only regime in the Middle East that has been denounced over its rights violations, including the desecration of holy sites. Now, contemporary historians are finding it easy to put the Bahraini regime at par with the Israeli one. For more than 2 months, the ruling Al Khalifa dynasty has been trying to silence people's voices through heavy-handed tactics. Dozens of Bahrainis have been killed and hundreds of others have been detained or gone missing since anti-regime protests began in mid-February. Rights activists and senior clerics are among the detained, and several people have been tortured to death. Last month, Saudi Arabia sent troops and armored vehicles to help the regime in Manama quell opposition protests. This as Riyadh suspects that the ongoing revolution in Bahrain could spill across the border. The Saudi invasion has also been motivated by Riyadh's failure to put an end to growing dissent within its own borders. But anti-regime protests have continued across Bahrain despite the Saudi occupation. People continue to call for an end to authoritarian rule. Saudi-backed regime forces have also desecrated and destroyed religious sites across the country in an attempt to divide people along communal lines. In many cases, soldiers have attacked worshippers. The Al Khalifa family has offered no explanation for why it's been attacking holy places, exactly what Israel has been doing to Palestinian sanctities for over 60 years. The U.S. and its allies have been tight-lipped on the situation in Bahrain so far. International rights groups have slammed Washington over what they call its double standards when it comes to its stances on pro-democracy protests in the Arab world. Meanwhile, as the Bahraini regime continues its brutal tactics, time will tell how long the unpopular Al Khalifa family will manage to cling on to power.
Was not speaking out about the abuses in Bahrain. And then I learned something here, that the home of the U.S. Fifth Fleet was in Bahrain. And I thought maybe that was one of the reasons the U.S. was not speaking out. And then when I saw peaceful protesters rising up in Bahrain, just as they have all over the Arab world, I know that my government took 30 years before it condemned Mubarak in Egypt, but I thought perhaps we had learned a lesson. And then when I hear my government saying Gaddafi must go, I wonder why are they not saying the Al Khalifa regime must go? And then I realized that my government continues to sell weapons to the government of Bahrain. And then I discovered that the U.S. government is not only selling weapons to the Saudis, but has the largest $60 billion weapons deal in the history of weapons sales. And as you know only too well, those very weapons sold by the United States to the Saudi regime are being used against the peaceful protesters in Bahrain.
Lauren Booth, meanwhile, from the program, comments at some news on the King Hamad of Bahrain, which may be a sign that he is preparing for departure.
Blood is being shed to the sound of the international community shrugging its shoulders. How many more weeks are we going to have to say that? Now 32 doctors have been arrested and detained by Bahrain's police. Why? For helping the injured. Another abuse of international law. Still, it looks like King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa and his cronies may see that the game is up, because he's allegedly moved $42 billion into Swiss banks since the protests began. What does that mean?
Imagine using the image of running over people as a slogan to sell a car. Well, that's what Israel's Subaru did, explained in this entry on PressTV.ir.
Israeli car ad boasts a running over of kids. A new photo advertisement of a Japanese car in Israel has drawn considerable outrage for its implied promotion of running over Palestinian kids. Now, the ad was published by a Subaru dealership in Israel, and it features a scene photographed last year when an Israeli settler struck two Palestinian children with his car in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. And the slogan, "We will see who can stand against you," which reads in Hebrew, to the right corner of the picture. On to the next entry. It's on Libya. U.S. begins drone strikes on Libya. U.S. President Barack Obama approved this past week the use of controversial drones to attack targets in Libya. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said American drones carried out their first mission on Thursday. Now, this is while France, the U.K., and Italy sent military advisors to Libya for the first time, in a sign that many cite to be the same as boots on the ground, which is against UN Resolution 1973.
And that's all for this week's edition. Please don't forget to send us any questions or comments. Love to hear from you. The address, realitycheck@presstv.com.